For the record, I was against doing a committee panel. I think that was known to both of you anyways. Just because I didn't want to bring other people in, because you guys are the ones going to have to deal with it on a daily basis. So I know that, again, I was the one that was kind of against doing a committee panel. That being said, the committee panel decided that out of 25 points, one entity has 21 and the other entity has 16.5. I can honestly say I did not listen to anything. I had no direct communication with anybody on the panel. There's a few members on the panel, I don't even know who they are. So the prior motion was based specifically and only on the recommendation by the committee. I just want that to be noted in the record. How we proceed from here does not bother me one way or the other. I just find it interesting that there was a push to use a committee panel and there's hesitancy to go on their recommendation.
I will note it was also stated in the comments on the panel that the commission for two separate times have not went with the recommendation given.
I don't know that that's 100% accurate, but that's okay.
I don't think we need to go into a debate about what's been said in the past. I think we need to move forward, either vote on some insurance or come back with some other suggestions for the commission.
Thank you, Donna.
Do you, as a commission, have additional questions to Aulis Acres and Arnie and Connell that would help make a decision on property and liability?
And then some of the committee members are here, too, if you have any questions on that as well.
You said I had concerns. What were those concerns?
Well, you haven't seconded the motion, so you must have a concern what the motion was made. Do you have any concerns about that motion?
I feel that my job is just to do what is in the one thing that the commission's responsible for is the budget and so forth. And so that's why I wanted to know which company had served us and saved us, as in that's why I looked up the definition of a broker and how they're paid. And then in going out for checking on behalf of the county, which one had served the county best and saved us the money, but yet had given us good insurance coverage. And if we hadn't had good insurance coverage, then I'd like to know that. I've never had it reported from any department to me. I've had departments come that have had issues were to know how the brokers handled it and so forth. So that's my, as a commissioner, on what is going to serve Taney County, not putting any marks against any other, but just going on past experience.
And Nikki,
could you and Don go through the different criteria that you came up with your numbers on for your recommendation?
I said it earlier, did you not hear?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's okay. Cost to the county, flexibility to offer.
I'm sorry, specifics for each company so we can get down, drill down into the issue.
What are you referring to specifics?
Now, are you going to have another meeting somewhere and discuss this or something? Is it Don, or you want to be like on
no,
the committee?
I don't want to be a part of it. I just want to move forward, Sheila. Mm-hmm. It seems like you're stalled, so I'm trying to find a way to help you move forward.
Thank you.
Company.
Thank you. I also read the letters of recommendation, as you know. Sure. And I respect some of those that wrote them. I respect them very much. And
Donna's ready to set that levy.
What?
I said, you're ready to set that levy.
I am ready to get out of here. We're not doing any of this. So.
Oh, we are. We're doing something.
I know we're doing something.
And it doesn't hurt an elected official to hang around. That's
no,
what we're here
does,
for.
But it does waste time if we're not doing anything.
But we are doing something.
I don't see it. I'm sorry.
No comment.
How would you guys like to move forward? I think is the question that's being asked. We can go point by point if you'd like. Cost to the county. Allison Aker got a 4 out of 5. Connell got 3 out of 5. Flexibility to offer programs and plans. Allis got a 3.75 out of 5. Connell got a 3.25 out of 5. Experience. Allis got 4.5 out of 5. Connell got 3 out of 5. Local service and agent availability. Allis got 4.5 out of 5. And Connell got 3.25 out of 5. And references, which was referenced. Allis got a 4.25 out of 5, and Connell got a 4 out of 5. So there's a 0.25 difference. Their total was 21 out of 25 versus 16.5 out of 25. I don't know how the different criteria were broken down from that point as far as... But again,
some of those numbers I think were probably based on the presentation that they gave.
And I do understand that based on the presentation.
To Ms. Wyatt's point about saving the county money, I think both brokers do whatever is asked by the commission at that time. So both brokers, I think, would do a good job of looking for whatever other insurance is available out there in different carriers. So I don't know that that I just think they would both do a good job of that. I don't know how that relates to the cost portion of the criteria on what you guys set up. Again, I specifically and purposely took a very hands-off approach and left it in the hands of the committee.
The total numbers, again, were an average of what we received back from each individual committee member.
Welcome. I mean, I'm fine with that if these two are.
I'm all. Come on up.
Just to make note that we did take into consideration the relationship between the agent broker and the employees that deal with the agent broker on a daily basis. We did ask questions. We did talk about past history and current history, and so just to let you know, that was a concern of ours, of the committee, because we do not deal with them on a daily basis, but the benefits department does, and that's a big concern to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I do realize that personalities play into it, and I realized that when I was listening, that dealing with someone, and we want to have someone that we can have a good relationship with and deal with and everything, and that's not overlooked at all for benefits. Both directions. Did you want to evaluate it another week, or did you want to?
Did you want to table it?
I was accused
for later today.
I was accused of not going with committee recommendations in the past. So I'm just throwing that out there. So if you guys want to look at it for another week, talk with them, meet with them, bring them both in, I am fine with whatever process you guys would like to do.
Well, sir, you know you didn't.
I'm just saying I am fine with
but
whatever
process.
But
no, I don't want to, here, we don't want to upset the clerk. Not supposed to bring up the past, but I just followed because you mentioned past.
I am willing to do whatever you guys would like to do to move this forward. So however we need to move forward, we can bring them both in. We can interview them individually. We can, however you guys would like to proceed, I am willing to do.
Presiding, did you want to make a second, or did you want to evaluate it further?
I thought I had already. Didn't it die for a lack of
second? It died for a lack of second.
It died for a lack of second.
Okay. Okay.
So the motion could be restated, or you guys could make a motion, or Ms. Wyatt could make a motion, or we can set up meetings with both entities if you guys would like. However you want to move forward is what I'm willing to do to proceed.
I agree.
If you would like to view the individual worksheets submitted by the committee, I do have those.
Did you give that to us last week?
No.
What was those pamphlets you gave us? Those are the...
That was the handouts that each company gave us.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think what's going on is extremely obvious, but however we would like to proceed, we can do it. So if that means... I've not heard anything yet from them on what they want to do.
Right.
Other than I agree. I don't know what that means.
You have individual worksheets?
Uh-huh. From the committee.
And some of them have notes and stuff on them.
Yeah, I'd like to see those.
Okay.
And we also were given the recording by Nikki.
Correct.
Via email. We got that.
Yeah,
that you can listen to.
I've listened to.
Do you want to table this portion till later this morning? I mean, I hate to push it out another week, but, I mean, it's up to you.
And we probably need to do our 9:30. The county clerk said it was advertised for 9:30 for the levy.
All right, we can table the property and liability part of the...
Are we going to table to a specific time? Or are we going to... just move on and come back to it? What's the...
Do you have a preference?
Entirely up to you, gentlemen.
Let's just move on and we'll come back to it. Come back to it today.
Thank you, Don and Nikki.
Thank you.
Do you want... It looks like there are some members that were part of that committee here. Do you want them to stay? Do you want them to go back to their respective jobs?
That's...
Are we going to have any questions for them?